You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Speaking of love, we move to Craigslist misconnections. This is where people try to find love where they don't know. They see someone in public. Mm-hmm. They don't know their name to stalk them, usually, on social media, so they have to put it out on Craigslist. Craigslist is a website, by the way.
If you didn't know.
Where you can get everything. You can sell things, you can buy things, and you can even try to find love.
Right.
Craigslist misconnections.
Yeah, it's this guy, the west side of Springfield, that is seeking a specific someone. He says, I don't know if this will work. I am seeking a Hispanic woman as that is who I am attracted to. I'm a 42-year-old Caucasian man, never married, no children. I'm kind and respectful. I have values and expect the same.
Hang on. You're kind of respectful and all of a sudden you expect to have the same.
Yeah, he expects the same.
Okay.
Okay. He's currently learning Spanish, but man, Latinas hardly exist on the dating sites. Just trying this.
Okay.
So...
If you're into kind of respectful people who has a Spanish one education, hit this guy up.
Yeah. All right.
What a sale.
Hope he finds what he's looking for. So this is a woman seeking older gentlemen in the Joplin area. It says single, looking for older gentlemen. Must be clean cut, not a smoker, no drugs. A real gentleman would be very appreciated. Tell me about yourself and I will answer.
Do you find those on Craigslist?
What do you mean?
Real gentleman?
I don't think so. You know, I mean, we're reading it. You're a real gentleman and we're reading Craigslist.
Am I?
For our job. But.
Now, hang on a second. Just think about what you just said. I'm
a
real gentleman.
You would open doors, right?
I mean, I do.
Yeah, but then you'd trip them too.
I wouldn't. I would not do that. But I'm just saying, like, all of these, it's kind of like this fantasy unicorn that we all have in our mind. And we're waiting for it. And it's just like, not everything's going to fit our list.
Right. You're never, yeah, that's true.
And if you're trying to have somebody fit their list, because I've heard this before where it's like people are like, I'm just waiting for everyone that checks the boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the problem's you.
And sometimes it looks good on paper. It's not good in person.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that.
Yeah, and then you get it and you're like, I don't know what to do with this. I want someone who's going to screw me over. I change my mind. I do that a lot.
You do. We all change our minds.
Some more than others.
Yeah. They're looking for someone wearing a green black powder hat backwards. Okay. It says,
are they looking for Ginge?
Maybe. He's taken.
All right.
It says, damn, dude, you filled them jeans out perfect. I wanted to ask you to come home with me. Just damn hot. If you see this, hit me up. By the way, nice hiney.
Okay. Where was this at?
Coffeeville.
Coffeeville?
Where's that?
Is that a cafe? Or is that an area in the Ozarks?
I think it's a cafe on the north side.
Okay.
No, okay. All
right. And but the girl is looking for a guy
who
in a
really fill it out his jeans well.
Green hat, a speckled hat.
A green black powder hat backwards. I bet he plays hockey.
Like what kind of way did he fill out the jeans? Did he have like a front butt? Or
it just
like,
says you filled out them jeans perfect.
Okay.
I mean, they are really like into this guy's hiney.
All right.
So I hope they connect.
Yeah.
So
if you go to Coffeeville a lot, and I don't know if that's code for you drink a lot of coffee.
I think it's a town.
And you fill out your jeans, you have a nice hiney, and perhaps maybe it's a front hiney.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.